I mean, unbelievably tough. I mean, the past 2 years have been an awesome experience being here, and to win two championships is just the icing on the cake. I think it was Greg that said the rings and relationships are those things you always remember. And opt out of a contract where you know you've got security and stuff to take a chance on something that's been a goal of mine for a very long time and trying to play in Europe is a scary thing, but I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to do, and the opportunity is ahead, and I can do all I can to try and make that a reality.
So are you confident you'll get a job? I mean, obviously you've been told by your manager that, you know, there's a strong chance you'll get a job somewhere. Do you know where you might be headed?
I don't know exactly. I mean, as you said, you speak to your agent, you trust those guys and people you're close with, and there's some good interest. It's just trying to find the right situation, and obviously a lot of things have to fall into place with what's going on around the world, but I really just want to explore my options, see what's out there, and just see what could possibly occur.
Did you consider it a risky move? A lot would be saying, what's he doing? Man, he's leaving Perth. We had no cases of COVID in the last week or two, to possibly go to Europe where it's going crazy at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not naive to think that it's just going to be smooth sailing. It's, you're going to go over there, find the perfect place, and it's all going to be perfect. But there's a little opportunity here to actually see what is out there, see if the right fit can be found, and I could find an opportunity to, as I said, reach that goal and reach that dream of playing in Europe, and excited to see what's going to happen from here. But as the release said, still in negotiations with Perth and stuff, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens over the next couple of months.
So if you don't get a deal, you could be back here playing come October if the season gets underway?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still talking to Perth. The agent's still doing his thing, and I mean, the Wildcats are such a great organisation, but I mean, they have their own path they need to take. They need to do what's best for them as well, and if they have the need to, as it said, terminate to find someone to replace, then that's their right as well, and we're just going to work together through the situation, and hopefully we can find the right path together.
Can you give a word to the Red Army? They've just lost the best player in the competition and the best Australian in the competition. It's a pretty heavy blow for the fans, isn't it, and the club?
It is, but I think that's part of the Wildcats organisation. It's the way they bounce back. I mean, it's not the first time that something like this has happened, or that they've been written off, and they come back every year bigger and better. And I mean, I have no doubt that they're going to be right up there again next year and fighting for a spot to win another championship. It's just something about the culture and being a Wildcat member. And I mean, the fans and stuff have been unreal for the last 2 years. And I mean, there's no better place in the league, and there's no better organisation. And as I said, there's no doubt they'll be back up there. I mean, it's part of it, but at the same time, I had a Euro out this year already, and it's something that I was always working towards since even moving over here. It's trying to get to Europe and build and be the best player I can be. So it was something I was considering beforehand, and I guess it gives you a little nudge in that direction, but it's not the primary reason for it. Saying that, it is a factor in it, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of players throughout the league maybe not, we're not expecting it to happen, but it's something you've got to adjust with and move on from.
How hard is it to leave your mate Mitch Norton? You guys have played at the same club for, I think it's about 6 years now.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the hardest conversations I had to have, talking to him about it the other day and letting him know. I mean, when we made the decision to leave Illawarra, we did so together, and we kind of had each other's back there. And yeah, as I said, first time in the NBL that I haven't been on a team with him, and so it's going to be a different experience. But I mean, he's a great player. He's one of those guys that such a great teammate and great friend that, I mean, we're going to stay in contact, and it's going to be awesome.
How hard was it to turn away from the possibility of winning three championships in a row with the Wildcats? You spoke about it on radio.
Yeah.
Last month.
Yeah. I mean, that's been a huge driving force. I mean, not too many teams have ever done it, and Damo spoke about it, and you could hear the way he spoke about it in terms of wanting to get back for that reason. And It's, I mean, when you're looking at your pros and cons and looking at everything, that was definitely a big motivator in staying, but I mean, also excited for what could possibly occur from here as well.
Have you spoken to Bryce in recent days, and did his decision have any bearing on you leaving as well?
I've spoken to Bryce a few times. Obviously, we're in similar situations with a few different things, but his decision didn't impact my decision. I mean, when you're making a life choice like this, you can't really base it on what anyone else does. You need to look at yourself and what's best for your own circumstances, and he's done that out of his own accord, and I've done the same thing. So,
In terms of the Olympics and whether it goes ahead, did you have to think, am I better playing in an NBL competition to get in the Boomers team or Europe? Did that factor into your consideration? Because it seems like, because you're such a great player in the NBL, you've stood out even more and got a Boomers spot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely conversations I had between myself and my agent. And when you're looking at putting yourself in the best position to make an Olympics, you need to be the best player you can be, and I think the challenge of going to Europe would definitely present a new opportunity to grow as a player, and that might mean that you're not standing out as much, but I think that it'll give me a chance to also develop my game again, and I'm excited to see what happens from there, and hopefully I'll be in a good chance to fight for a spot for that team. I mean, I don't think there's anything specific that I'm trying to develop. I think it's more going against different guys, seeing different styles of play. There's some big body guys over there that you go up against in an Olympic type setting, and you see those type of guys night in, night out, which is a little bit of a different style to the NBL. So I think it'll be just a different environment in which, when you push, take yourself out of your comfort zone, you can grow as an individual as well. Not that I'm aware of, but I leave a lot of that stuff and talk to the agent. That's why you pay him to look after you, and he does a great job of it, and he has for the past few years, and you got to put some faith in those guys because they have your back.